Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. How are we? How are we? I am here this morning. Good morning. My name is Nicole Celine. I am the host of Black Girl Joy, LLC. That is my podcast. You can basically find us on all your podcast platforms, and you can also find us on YouTube. As many of you know, I'm going to talk about this as often as I can to get it off of my chest, right? As many of you know, my brother passed away. Here I go with this lipstick again. My brother, okay, I'm about to take it off. Sorry, guys. Yeah. He passed away at the beginning of February, right? February 1st. And I'm so sorry. On February 1st. And, Saturday was his memorial service, which was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful memorial service. I thank all his friends and my family, yeah, but all his friends and those who loved him, and to once again to his temp agency. I don't know if it's okay to say their name on live, so I'm not going to, but I want to say thank you to them for all their love and affection, for checking in on us, for helping us, for making sure that we are okay and all of that. Today, my sister, my daughter, and I will be taking his ashes to his niche. That will be the final step. And that's hard, right? It's hard for me. Many of you know my brother and I, we live together, and I'm the older sister. So having to do this part here, I think this one is the hardest, right? But God is good, and he's faithful. And I woke up singing that his promises are yea and amen, and that he is real. So I was talking to my girlfriend, Judy, and one of the, I told her, I says, I don't even know what to pray for today. I don't even know what to talk about. And she was like, how about God is grateful? And he is. He really is. He is grateful and he is faithful. And sometimes it's hard to walk in it, because when you're in it and you're going through and you're trying not to stress or be anxious, right? Or worry. But it's not always easy. I can tell you from experience, you know, losing my brother, it feels like it was like from one day to the next. It just, although I know we went through a year and a half period, 2 year period, it just feels like it was, you know, he was here yesterday and he's gone tomorrow, right? So today's affirmations are in gratitude, and I can tell you for myself that I'm grateful for my friends who have become my family. I'm grateful for my family. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for so many things, right? For opportunities. I am grateful for my health. I am grateful for laughter. For me, laughter heals. I'm grateful for my therapist. Lord Jesus, she's the bomb.com. I really love me some Ashley. I love that young lady. She really helps me, right? So I am grateful for my therapist. Yes, I'm not afraid to admit I have a therapist. But I am truly, truly grateful. I'm grateful for my brother and the love that he gave to so many people, and the compassion and all of those things. But I am grateful to God for these opportunities, because some people don't even get these opportunities, right? So today's affirmations is on gratitude, and gratitude determines your attitude. So if you got a nasty disposition or a nasty attitude, most likely you're not going to be too grateful or thankful for a lot of things in your life, which is sad. But if you learn to be grateful and thankful for what you have, right, it truly makes a difference in your life. Because gratitude bestows blessings upon you, right? Because when you're grateful for life, life becomes a blessing to you. Hi, my beauty. Hi, beautiful. Thank you to you and your husband for coming on Saturday. I love you, Pauline. Anyway, so gratitude determines your attitude, right? And gratitude will open the door of blessings for you. Gratitude, when you learn to be grateful, that opens doors. That's the thing that people don't understand. When you learn and humble yourself, and actually you really can't humble yourself. God has to humble you. And when he humbles you, hunty, that ain't, So work on that with him privately so he doesn't have to embarrass you publicly. Work on it. But so we're going to talk about gratitude really quickly, and then I'm going to let you guys go because, like I said, today's the day that we put my little brother in his niche, which is, in a way, it's a lot of things, but the blessing is he is directly, like, this is my mother's wall and my brother's right here, right? So, because he couldn't go in the same mausoleum with my mom because she bought it for one. So he's right next door, right? So gratitude affirmations, here we go. I show my appreciation for those around me. Oh my goodness, that is a huge one. How many of us really tell our friends, family, and foe, right? And how many of us really tell them, thank you for being my friend, right? I love the Golden Girls, so does my sister. And the song says, thank you for being a friend, right? I'm not going to sing on you because I don't want to scare nobody, but that's what the song says, right? It says, thank you. Right? And how many of us have really told our friends thank you? Like my friends, I tell them thank you as often as possible. Why? Because they are my village and they are what God has given me them, right? And they keep me up. I can't begin to tell you how much they mean to me. Like Pauline came to my brother's memorial, you know, and was there with her husband. You know, that made a difference for me. It made a difference for me. My girlfriends were there, my male friends were there. People showed up. And a lot of times it's funny, Jan and I were talking about this, and it's about showing up for people, right? How about that? Are you showing up for people? Are you actually paying attention and being there for when they need you? Right? Are you a good friend? And I know I've talked about this. I'm not going to go off on a tangent. We'll talk about this another time. But are you really a good friend? Do you? Hi, Norita. Talk about showing up. Now that's, hi, sweetheart. You know, are you showing up for your friends? Right? Are you showing up for your family? Are you showing up for yourself? Right? Because even in that, you should be thankful that you can and that you do, because it snowballs into love and affection and giving you flowers or giving them flowers while they're still here and they can appreciate it. So I'm not going to go on a tangent, but that's one of them. So you show your appreciation for those around you. You are grateful to simply experience life. I can't tell you how grateful I am to experience life. Many of you know I had brain surgery 9 years ago. And when I walked into that doctor's office, she was like, you go to sleep, you ain't gonna wake up next day. But she didn't know the God I know. I knew I would wake up. There was a decision that had to be made, right? And I made that decision with God to have brain surgery. So to see me is to know me, right? you just have no clue. But I am thankful for my life, right? I intentionally choose gratitude. intentionally. That's a big word. It's $12 word, $10 word. I don't know. I'm just joking. But are you intentional about your life? Right? Are you intentional about being grateful and thankful? That's a question you should ask yourself. All right. Okay, I don't know if I want to read that one to you. That I'm still mulling over something that I wrote. Okay, I invite gratitude into my heart. Why did I write that? Because I want to stay grateful. I want to stay thankful. I want to stay before God, right? Appreciative of all that I have, right? And all the things that God has kept me from, right? I want to stay thankful. And the last one for tonight, for today, tonight, geez, sorry, is my life is full of blessings. Yeah, my life is really full of blessings. Yes, I've had pain. I have pain. Like I told you guys, today is the day that we put my brother in his mausoleum. And my brother has been a blessing to me, even though I'm an older sister. He's been a major blessing to me, right? And from that, I got friends, new friends, right? And from that, I've got new experiences. So he's been a blessing to me. So I hope that today this affirmations on gratitude helps you to start writing in your journal. Oh, and by the way, oh, I don't know if I can say it yet, so I'll hold off on that. But I hope that today helps you to start writing in your journal or on your phone, wherever your journal is, on things that you're grateful for. Make a list. Make a list of the things that you are grateful for, because I'm sure that your list will be longer than you think, right? So I'll say them to you again. You intentionally choose gratitude. You are grateful to simply experience life. You show appreciation for those around you. Please do. Please learn to be thankful and tell people thank you. Be thankful for your health. And remember that your life is full of blessings. All right? I thank you guys. And thank you to my Black Girl Joyce. What do I want? I don't know. I have to find the word for my followers, because you guys are awesome, and your thankfulness and your emails are a blessing to me. Believe me when I tell you. Love you too, Narita. So be blessed today. Have a blessed day. In New York, it's freezing. Somebody, please, can you send Spring over? If you see her, please tell her Nicole's waiting for you. Because my cold is not like the sun. I don't like the winter, okay? No. Winter in my life is one thing. Winter physically, oh, that's a whole nother ball game, honey bunny. But anyway, remember to laugh. Laughter heals. Like I told you, laughter heals me. I need to laugh, because if I don't, like, crying may help some people to release. Laughter helps me to release. And my therapist. Love you, Ashley, just in case you're watching. But, yeah. So have a blessed day, guys. Peace and blessings to you. Happy Tuesday. My name is Nicole Zeline. I am the host of Black Girl Joy LLC. That is my podcast. I hope you're listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.